Sorry for the delay. Are you ready, sir?
No delay, and thank you. I'm ready to go.
All right. Good morning, everyone. As a quick reminder, please silence your mobile devices. We're going to get this meeting started. Today is November 19th, 2024. Quorum is present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's 10:03 a.m. Bringing us to item number two, which is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. You can all join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on to item number four. Public comment. Public comment is welcome to the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom today? All right, not seeing any. We're going to move right along to item number five. Discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for November 19th, 2024. County Manager Osborne, are there any changes to today's agenda?
There is, Mr. Chairman. We'd like to remove number seven from the agenda at this time. That's just an agreement regarding a matter.
Okay. Any other changes?
Nope.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, no comments. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve today's agenda with the one noted change.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good, thanks.
How about public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number eight, this discussion only, no action, no public comment. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to kick things off with the Sheriff's Office today.
Commissioners, good morning. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Just a couple of real quick things. On the 7th, we had three of our officers graduate from the Nevada Post Academy. Two of them are out on the street full-time working, and one of them is in training on the street in the field training program. And then the other thing of interest is that Dory is now at the clerk's office and not at the sheriff's office. And we're sad to see her go, but wish her well. And we've hired a new girl, Melissa, and she's in training at the sheriff's office. And that's it, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Great, thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, anything for the sheriff?
I have no questions, thank you, Sheriff.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Appreciate the update. Moving right along to the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Lockhart for the record. Just one quick update. As we did finalize the sale of 175 North C Street, the vacant lot next to the fire station. Well, although we have no plans immediately for it, if you see some activity around that area, we're just going to get in there and start cleaning up some of the garbage that's accumulated in some of the grass and start providing some defensible space and cleaning out that old storage unit. So there's no activity. We're not tearing down the old building. We're not doing anything crazy at the moment. So heads up if you see some activity there. And I'll answer any questions you may have for me.
All right, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
No, thank you.
All right, good. Appreciate the update. Congratulations. Moving right along to Public Works. Thank you, Jason. How about our operations and projects coordinator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northland, operations projects coordinator. Item one is the Lockwood Senior Center. It's currently on schedule and slightly under budget as of right now. The only significant foreseeable issue with the schedule, other than potentially weather, is related to the electrical switchgear. There's really, really long lead time items. It's common to all projects in Western Hemisphere right now, and we're working on options. I'll be presenting that to county leadership for their input. Footings were poured last week. They're going to be working on the masonry stem walls this week. Interior finish samples are being compiled for review, the countertops, tile, carpet, paint, and that sort of stuff. Lots of other projects are in one phase or another. TRI restroom remodels in design. Mark Twain Community Center is in design. BC Highlands Community Center is getting a second proposal for that design to try and move that along a little more quickly. Station 71, the environmental report, is very close to completion. Fuel tank and pump replacement project just went out to bid. Fairgrounds improvement project is almost out to bid. The engineers, including some NDEP requirements into the work plan in the bid documents. We should have an update on that soon. Last item is the snow removal plans for Virginia City are being looked at again as we see the weather approaching, looking how to best utilize the equipment we currently have. We should have an update on that soon. As a reminder, the storms, as you see them start to roll in, you may start to see signs posted at the south end of the courthouse parking lot for the snow storage area. Also, as a reminder, the parking lot is, in fact, a parking lot, not a derelict vehicle storage area, so any non-operational vehicles are not permitted in there. So having all the vehicles clear out of that lot to the extent possible greatly helps the snow removal operations. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Mike?
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
It. How about business development?
Sarah Sturtz for the record. So I just have two updates for business development that Laura wanted me to share. So the first one is that we wanted to thank EdgeCore Digital Infrastructure for their $48,000 donation to Story County, supporting the Health and Community Services and the Sheriff's Office. This donation is going to significantly enhance community programs and essential services. So thanks again to EdgeCore. And then the second update I have is regarding CPACE. So each department head is going to be involved in the CPACE process, and they are currently reviewing Clark County's program guide. And after they review Clark County's program guide, they're going to respond back with their comments, concerns, suggested edits, et cetera. And then after Laura's received all of those, she's going to forward it to the district attorney's office for their review and recommendation. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Sarah. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman? Sarah, I don't mean to put you on the spot, and if you don't have the answer, it's okay. But do you have a rough idea of the staff hours going to be involved in reviewing this?
I have no idea, but I could ask Laura.
That'd be great. Thank you very much for the update.
Yep.
How about the planning department?
Nothing today.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. How about our admin officer?
No update today.
Thank you, Lisa. Emergency management?
He's a treat tonight.
Okay. The BCTC? I don't see Todd either, right? No. Comptroller's office?
Nothing.
How about our health and community services?
Good morning. Bob Hastings stepping in for Stacy York. We did have a couple things we wanted to announce. One is we have a new grant in the county. This grant is specific to seniors that are low income, and it's called the Meals on Wheels Loves Pets. So now we do have a grant funding that they can apply for, seniors over the age of 60 can apply for, and this will help them. We know that for a lot of our seniors, their animals are their lives. That's their world, but oftentimes they struggle to take care of them. With this grant, they can apply through the Story County Senior Center, specifically Sarah Cannon, and this will help seniors that qualify with normal vet bills, medicine, food, and supplies, things like that for their pets. There are some limitations, but please contact the Senior Center if you have or would like information on that. Second, we did want to make sure that everybody is aware that, as usual, we are doing our holiday craft and bake sale. That'll be December 7th and 8th from 10 a.m. to 5 on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. With that, we are doing it in conjunction with two two other craft fairs, one in Silver City at the Community Center, and I believe the other one is at St. Mary's. We are still looking for vendors. It's $20 per day for a table, so if you know of anybody that might want to have a table at the craft fair, please have them come our way, and we will make sure that they get a table, and there'll be some special things that we'll be doing that day, so please invite your friends and family along for that as well. The last thing that I wanted to bring up was our annual Thanksgiving meals. This year we have seen an increase in the number of lunches that we're serving on a daily basis, so that is impacting our Thanksgiving lunches. Our lunches this year will be held on November 27th. There will be two seatings. One will be at 11 o'clock, the other will be at 12:30. There is a sign up in the Senior Center for that. We ask that everybody, we can handle about 40 people per seating, so please come on into the Senior Center or give us a call and we can get you on the list for that. But it is, please sign up ahead of time. We may have some spots available that day, but we just cannot guarantee it at this point in time. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Bob. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Bob?
I do not. Thank you, Bob.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Bob, what was the name of the person for the Meals and Wheels for Pets?
They can contact Sarah Cannon, who is our Senior Center manager down here in Virginia City, or they can contact Stacey or myself. We'll make sure they get in contact with the right people.
Great. And real quick, phone number, best phone number?
That would be our main number, and you're going to tax my brain on that one.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, so I apologize for that. I don't normally call it.
Okay, no so. Problem. Thank you very much for the update.
Thank you.
Great news.
Bake sale, is that at St. Mary's Art Center? We are having one at the Senior Center and at the St. Mary's Art Center as well.
Thank you. All right, moving right along to the recorder's office.
Nothing to report today, thank you.
All right, thanks, Drew. How about our IT department?
Nothing today, Commissioners, thank you.
Thank you, James. Brandy is not here. How about community development?
Good morning, Commissioners. Pete Renault for the record. Just want a little update. We filled the code enforcement position. He's been working for a week and off and running. He comes from the state, 10 years at the state doing air pollution enforcement, so he's got extensive background in it and some good insight for us on our code enforcement. So that's all I have for today.
Wonderful, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Pete?
I do not. Thank you, Pete.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update, Pete. Great news. How about our public relations officer? Thanks, Julia. How about the DA's office?
No report today.
Always good. County Manager's Office.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for record. Just to remind you that the department heads, elected officials, and our team are working on our strategic plans. So we'll be doing that over the next couple months. Just to let you know, we have had another meeting with the respondent for the RFQ for Piper's Opera House nonprofit transition potential. We did a walk through the building and went through all the mechanics of it with Public Works and our team. That was very interesting. And then the next one I'll have on the agenda. So we'll talk about that then. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you, Austin.
Vice Chairman? All right. How about our Clerk Treasurer's Office?
I know it's a shock, but nothing today. Thanks.
Good news. Are there any staff members here that I've missed that need to give an update? All right. And I assume we have no nonprofits in the audience. I don't recognize anyone. So we're going to wrap up our committee and staff reports and move right along to item number 9, which is board comment. I'll start with Commissioner Gilman.
Nothing to offer today. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I don't have any specific comment. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I've got two comments today, one not so nice and then one hopefully much nicer. The first one is that Don Grant, part owner of the Union Brewery, passed away last week. For those folks that have been in there, they've seen the great improvement that that building has had. While Don is not a resident, she's been very involved in the community. A lot of folks know her, and I'd like to ask for a moment of silence for Don. Thank you. On much brighter news, and I'm only confident I can say this in public because he's not close enough to hit me, but this week, Commissioner Gilman will be celebrating his 80th birthday.
Oh, well, that's a celebration. It's good news and bad news, right?
That's right. Want to polish it off on a high note. So wish you a happy birthday, sir.
Thank you kindly for that.
All right, moving right on along to item number 10, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the county manager to sign approve the contract for UES to assist the county in closing out an open contamination case relating to the removal of the heating oil underground storage tank at Fire Station 71 with Nevada Division of Environmental Protection. Work under this contract will not exceed $3,500. Sarah.
So for the record, Sarah Sturtz. So that heating oil underground storage tank at Fire Station 71, that was removed back in May to allow UES to do geotech work at the site without hitting those tanks. And then at that time, soil samples were sent to the Nevada Department or Nevada Division of Environmental Protection, or NDEP. And as part of the environmental report, our contractor, Dow, is doing this for the Fire Station 71 project. They identified that we need to do further soil analyses in order to close that open case that we have with NDEP. So, and like you said, costs under this contract are not to exceed $3,500.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Sarah?
No questions. Thank you, Sarah.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager to sign and approve the contract for UES to assist the county in closing out an open contamination case relating to the removal of the heating oil underground storage tank at Fire Station 71 with the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection, or NDEP. Work under the contract will not exceed $3,500.
I'll second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Sarah. On to item number 11, this is discussion for possible action. Discussion of possible action regarding a declaration of support, ratification, and or the submission of a revised bill draft request concerning the Nevada Commission for the Reconstruction of the B&T Railway Act of 1993. As amended to the Legislative Council Bureau on behalf of and or by Carson City for the 83rd session of the Nevada Legislature to direct the Nevada Legislature's Interim Term Committee on Growth and Infrastructure to conduct a comprehensive evaluation of the Nevada Commission for the Reconstruction of the V&T Railway. Austin, are you going to take this?
I think Clay and Cameron are going to take this one.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm happy to give an introduction, and then I'll turn it over to Mr. Cameron Gresh, who's Government Affairs for Carson City. So one of my assignments as a commissioner is on the board of the Commission to Reconstruct the V&T Railway. And over the last 6 months to a year, we've been exploring different ways to make sure that that organization is sustainable into the future. And as part of that, we approached the state with some ideas around asking if they'd be willing to provide some state support. One of the things that's unique about that organization is it's a state commission, but there is no provision for staffing, and there's no provision for funding from the state level. There is an opportunity for the local jurisdictions involved to create funding sources. And so as a result, continuity is difficult with that organization. And often having to contract for everything, it ends up the scope creeps on the contracts and we end up burning people out. And so we approached the state with a couple of ideas. We're not able to get much progress on those ideas. And so Carson City decided to present a bill draft request. I'm going to actually turn it over to Cameron to give us a summary of that. But they are asking us to consider supporting formally that bill draft request as they take it to the legislature. So, Cameron?
Thank you, Vice Chairman. Cameron Gresh, Carson City Government Affairs, for the record. The bill you have before you is remarkably simple. It can be thought of as having two main elements. The first is an evaluation of the commission's structure, finances, duties, and powers. Following this evaluation, there will then be a recommendation by the Interim Committee on Growth and Infrastructure for possible legislation to address whatever comes up during the evaluation, whatever that might be. So it could be legislation proposed to reorganize the structure of the commission, improve long-term financial viability, terminate the commission, and address related issues, including without limitation disposition of the assets of the commission, or finally, recommendations for actions that the commission or any other entity may take to improve the long-term financial viability of the commission. This legislation is very open-ended. It gives us options, and it doesn't close any doors. Instead of us telling the legislature what we think the solution is or a solution is for the V&T Railway's long-term viability, this gives us kind of many solutions, lets them tell us what they think the right move is, and also whatever legislation or ideas come out of the legislature automatically have legislative support just from having come from that entity. So all in all, this is going to set us up for the 2027 or 84th session of the Nevada legislature to possibly run with a bill that will be chiefly authored by the Interim Growth and Infrastructure Committee. So that's kind of a long term. This will be a two-session issue here. But that is the long and short of the evaluation and recommendation legislation. I can answer any questions the commission may have.
Thank you so much.
If I can just finish up with one or two final points, I just want to point out that and thank Carson City. They have consulted with us along the way in the creation and just wanted to make sure that we were in the loop as far as that goes. Now that we're getting serious about it, they wanted to make sure that we had a chance to formally weigh in as a commission. And so we've been given the opportunity. I have been given the opportunity because of that assignment to give input as we went along. And to be part of that process. I'll also point out that it's a little bit unique, we've been told by the Legislative Council Bureau, to ask directly for a study. Often when people float a bill, a study committee is a kind of a fallback position. But in this case, there's a feeling that that is the appropriate approach because this commission was created by the legislature. And so we are constituent members, but really it's a creation of the legislature, and so really it's up to them if changes are to be made. And so that's really all that's being asked for. As Mr. Gresh said, it's a study and a recommendation as to options as far as how to make sure it's performing properly or how it can perform better.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
I have no questions, thank you.
I assume you don't have any questions, Clay.
I'm pretty good.
I assume so. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to provide this declaration of support regarding ratification and or submission of a revised bill draft request concerning the Nevada Commission for the reconstruction of the V&T Railway Act of 1993 as amended to the Legislative Council Bureau on behalf of and or by Carson City for the 83rd, the 2025 session of the Nevada Legislature to direct the Nevada Legislature's Interim Committee on Growth and Infrastructure to conduct a comprehensive evaluation of the Nevada Commission of the V&T, a commission for the reconstruction of the V&T Railway.
I second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Cameron, for making the time to come up. I appreciate you. All right. Moving on to item number 12, this discussion for possible action. Discussion of possible direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding Story County and the Washoe County cooperating in a legislative bill enabling the transfer of approximately 6 acres of vacant land located at 10705 Lockwood Drive, situated approximately between Lockwood, Rainbow Bend, and Interstate 80 for the primary purpose of residential development and potentially the adjacent public park at 981 Lockwood Drive for the purpose of public recreation and floodwater capacity from Washoe County to Story County in accordance with Chapter 3 of the Story County Master Plan. Austin?
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Austin Osborne for the record. Also with us is Will Adler from Silver State Government Relations, as well as Alex Tanchek in the back there from Silver State Government Relations. We've been working as a team with regard to the Washoe County element, property owner element, and the legislative element on this matter. We had talked about this in the past, about a property north of Lockwood, with which we had a town hall in Lockwood to discuss the potential of moving it from Washoe to Story County. That's the background. So since then, we've had ongoing conversations with the parties, including the property owner, Washoe County officials, several Washoe County commissioners, as well as potential sponsors in the legislature, as well as Silver State and his team have done the same. At this point, there is no official position by Washoe County taken just yet, as the property owner is still working through some property entitlement matters with the Washoe County group. But the county owner has expressed an interest in moving over to Story County in a regardless situation. However, he's still working kind of both sides on where he wants to go. So at this point, what we're going to need is to proceed forward on something as we're approaching potential deadlines at the legislature for submitting a bill that would enable the counties and enable the property owner to cooperate with each other in this transfer. And because we're approaching that deadline, we are going to ask for board direction that allows us to proceed forward in writing a bill, submitting a bill, but also acknowledging that we're going to continue working with the parties to try to get mutual cooperation, ultimately to enable everybody to cooperate and hopefully in a land transfer. It's very well known to our county as well as the property owner and the neighbors. The purpose of this is to facilitate residential development along the I-80 corridor and to provide for compatible land uses with the Rainbow Bend and the Lockwood community. So at this point, I don't know if, Will, you have anything you want to bring up or talk about, and then we could talk about what the board would like to do with the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Will Adler, Principal of Silver State Government Relations. Just briefly, I want to say Story County has gone through a pretty long and not very arduous process of doing a full embracing of this issue, and we actually have done a pretty good job informing not just the landowner but Washoe County that not you know, this is a knee-jerk reaction or thing, but this was actually in your guys' master plan update in 2018 or 16. So this actually had long-term intent, and Story County always had some intention around, you know, codifying this as your own county piece because it is immediately adjacent to your residence, and it makes sense for Rainbow Bend to have some connectivity to the other side of the river there. So I think we're actually having great feedback, and this has actually done a lot to sort of mature the relationship between Story County and Washoe County, and I think it's a really good approach, and we should have full faith in these efforts. We have a couple bill sponsors, and I think we'll be able to tie it up before the deadline. I think it's December 2nd.
Wonderful. Thank you, Will.
That's all.
Thank
I have you. One thing I'd like to add on that, just to make sure we're all very clear. The language includes the adjacent park. We have reached out to Washoe County. There's a park right next door. Really what it is a flood detention basin that's been turned into a kayak put-in takeout park. It's got restrooms, a parking lot, and pretty much not much else other than some trails. If Washoe County, like, what's in it for us, like, we'd be willing to potentially take over the park if the board is okay with that. Kind of gets that out of Washoe County's hairs, but also it's kind of conducive to what we're doing in our county as it's adjacent to our county. It's in this immediate region. One official from Washoe County said, and from regional planning, in fact, said, well, you know, there's property to the west that also is in the same situation between the sewer plant and the park. That may be a facilitation for residential development in the future, according to the Washoe County plan. But like this, it's landlocked, it's waterlocked, it's everything locked. And I said, okay, that's very interesting. Because of the deadline and what we have of the bill, and maybe not another chance to come to the board, I want to ask for authorization to proceed forward, at least on discussing that matter. And how, if that were to be a, you know, Washoe County says, we'll do this, but you have to do that, would we be interested in that as well? And we continue to work with our partners on that, whether that would actually be part of this or not.
Austin, let me clarify. So the section before the park, closer to the water treatment plant, would be given to Story County as an area for housing?
Well, it would be up to, at this point, what we've been discussing with the subject property is for the purpose of facilitating housing. Right. And then the park, of course, we know what the purpose of that is. This land to the west was not thoroughly reviewed and gone through everything. I don't know a lot of details about it. It's fairly new. It's a surprise. But I would suggest at this point, if Washoe County said, yeah, we'll go ahead and cooperate with everything, but we want you to take that land as well, would this board be willing to explore that or not? It's a substantial amount of land. It potentially could be used for housing or other uses, but our whole thing here has been about housing and, you know, the premise of housing and not really economic development. If this board was more comfortable with just focusing on the subject parcel and the park and not that, I think it would be okay to proceed forward, but we might have to come back to this board with some further direction, knowing that that timeline is going to be very close in December. To give you a timeline, we have to have everything in by a sponsor at the legislature by December 4. The bill has to be in by LCB by December 9 or 10. It's one of the two. We do have a board meeting on December 3rd. If something significant happened in that regard with that Extreme West parcel, there would be one more opportunity for us to come to this board and say, here's a little bit more details. Are you comfortable with that West parcel?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the clarification. I just wasn't sure if Washoe County was going to develop that as residential or they wanted to give it to us potential residential.
That's correct. Right. Okay.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin or Will?
The comment I'd have is I very much support this effort and would look forward to being successful. And I would recommend that we look at the larger opportunity than the reduced opportunity.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman?
I'm certainly open to looking at all of that. It appears that western section that we're discussing may have one or two very rural type residential uses right now. And so it may be that they're looking towards the future at higher densities than that. But I could see how their access is via Lockwood Road there. And so they may be landlocked if we take the one and not the other. So I'm certainly open to hearing and of course, in consultation with the property owners, as that's always been our goal, is to make sure that it's a win-win-win for us, Washoe County, and the property owners, if that is something we consider. But I don't have any other questions.
Commissioner, right. Do you mind if I elaborate on that just a little bit? Commissioner Mitchell made a good point on that. As far as the compatibility goes, we don't know what's going to happen to that West property over the next 5, 10, and 20 years. It could end up being a situation we have with the subject parcel. It's going to end up being industrial. It's going to be dirty, you know, whatever it might be. If Story County were to take it, I have an idea that Washoe County would say, we're willing to talk, but they want it to be residential. They don't want us to take economic opportunity in that. And I think that would be somewhat aligned with our master plan and what we're trying to accomplish in that immediate area, not getting into any kind of details of land use, of course, at this time.
Fair enough. Thank you. Any public comment? All right. Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, let me just take a look at it real quick. All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff and lobbyists to continue conversations, seek a legislative sponsor, and to draft and submit to the Legislative Council Bureau a bill enabling the transfer of approximately 6 acres of vacant land located at 10705 Lockwood Drive, situated approximately between Lockwood Rainbow Bend and Interstate 80, for the primary purpose of residential development and potentially the adjacent public park at 981 Lockwood Drive for the purpose of public recreation and floodwater capacity from Washoe County to Story County in accordance with Chapter 3 of the Story County Master Plan. I further move to authorize staff and our lobbyists to explore possibilities with the western parcel discussed on the record, western parcels discussed on the record.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin, Will, thank you, Alex. Appreciate the effort coming up. All right, on to item number 13. This is a recess convened as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board. Welcome, Sheriff. All right, on to item number 14. This is discussion for possible action for consideration and possible approval of the first reading for off-sale, on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jinju Song, the Jaime Cafe at 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada. Sir?
Deputy Frank Valdez for the record. After conducting an intensive background investigation on the applicant, I found no civil, criminal, or financial issues. No disqualifiers found. Subject is holds a valid Nevada business license in good standing and appears to be a respected member of the community. I found, again, no disqualifiers. Unless there are any questions, I have no further.
Wonderful. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Sheriff?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of an off-sale, on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Jin Ju Song, Hai Mei Cafe, 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 15, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the first reading for the off-sale, on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Yong Suk Ko, Lost Soul Saloon, 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Again, after conducting an intensive investigation on the applicant, the information that I was able to obtain was exactly the same information as the first. No disqualifiers found. Again, if there are any questions, I have no further.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Sheriff?
Nothing.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of the off-sale, on-sale liquor license. Applicant is Yong Soup Co., Lost Soul Saloon, 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, we're on to item number 16, which is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 17. This is discussion only. Discussion of the master plan, proposed updates and amendments to Chapter 1, the introduction and framework, Chapter 2, themes and principles, Chapter 3, land use, Chapter 4, public lands, Chapter 5, population, Chapter 6, housing, Chapter 7, economic development, Chapter 8, transportation, Chapter 9, public services and facilities, Chapter 10, water and natural resources, Chapter 11, is cultural and historic resources of the Story County master plan map, and other related matters. Public comment is encouraged and can be made in person at the meeting. No need to repeat that. Kathy.
Thank you. So Kathy Canfield for the record. So, get my act here together. So, we started this process of looking at our master plan in the summer of 2023. We went and met with all the residential communities, Lockwood, Highlands, Virginia City, Gold Hill, Mark Twain, and discussed what our master plan says today and what the residents were interested in, if they felt the master plan still addressed their issues and concerns, or if they had different ideas or different thoughts. And out of those meetings that summer came the results that most people felt like the master plan really was still addressing their issues and concerns. They had a couple of different ideas of things that they had raised, but for the most part, the document was still relevant. And so what we decided to do then was to just update the document instead of rewriting this. So this past summer, in 2024, we again met with all the different communities and had town hall meetings, master plan meetings, talking to them about what they saw as issues with theirs and trying to address what was in what we heard from the other meetings and the ideas of what needed to be updated and what was something that was new. So we went through with the different communities, had different things that they were interested in. You know, meeting with Lockwood, they had one of their concerns still is their access, secondary access. So we've written that into the plan that they had concerns about an emergency access. They do not want access, major access from through traffic or anything like that, but they do want secondary access. We talked about that at the Highlands. They were not interested in secondary access. But then we did have some people that brought up the new idea of some conservation elements and wildlife, looking at the properties in the Highlands to see if there was any opportunities to do some conservation of that land, again, for wildlife issues, but also for water issues that are out there. Virginia City Gold Hill, we met with them. We talked about the impacts that the tourism has on the town, the good things, and the things that are challenging. We talked about accessory dwelling units, adding to potentially affordable housing areas. Short-term rentals was something that we discussed. And out of all those meetings, we weren't coming up with what the solutions were. We're just trying to identify the issues. The master plan itself isn't really trying to solve these issues necessarily, but identify what needs further study and more detailed study. And then with the Mark Twain area, we talked to them. Their biggest issues that they brought up themselves were the drainage. And we're definitely aware of that. We've had a drainage plan done since the 2016 master plan, working on implementing that and updating with that. So we did talk about that. And then this last summer, because of the critique that the county has been receiving from other Northern Nevada jurisdictions, we were looking at trying to identify places where we could balance some of our housing that we have versus some of the employment that we have. And right now it's skewed towards more employment than it is housing. And we're trying to identify areas where maybe we could balance that a little bit better. So we did talk with the Mark Twain community and had identified that maybe east of their area, come up with an idea of that might be a more appropriate place to add some additional housing. There's still challenges for that housing. Water is always an issue, infrastructure, public services. There's a lot of things that would need to be figured out. But again, this is not really trying to solve the problems. It's just trying to identify kind of a direction we want to study or look at. For the Mark Twain area also, because we call it Mark Twain, the area that we're looking at is east of the Mark Twain subdivision, Mark Twain Estates subdivision, and the Baselight Mine. So we added the words to that area called Flowery Range, just so that everybody that lives in the existing Mark Twain Estates doesn't necessarily know that we're not talking about doing something to their subdivision or their quality of life or their area there when we're talking about that area. So we decided to come up with an additional name so we can talk about that and then not have them be concerned every time they hear the word Mark Twain being mentioned. So after those discussions, we came back. I've been working with our consultant, Dowell Engineering. Their planners there have been taking direction from staff on modifying the existing chapters and updating that. So we've gone through the different chapters, and I can probably give you some highlights on what we've been doing and adding. For Chapter 3, which is our land use plan, countywide, one of the issues that wasn't addressed in the 2016 document was the zip codes. Now, it was mentioned for McCarran and talking about the McCarran zip code, which has been resolved. But the countywide, there are also some issues with the Highlands residents, which have a Reno zip code. Lockwood residents have a Sparks zip code. The Mark Twain also has a zip code that's associated with Dayton, although that one doesn't seem to be as problematic as the other two. So we've updated some language in there talking about adding the zip code and further study and further analysis for that, trying to see what can be solved with that. The Gold Hill area, we updated information about the school district desiring to develop a school campus by the high school, and then analyzing what the use of those vacant buildings could be. Again, we're not solving what that is, but just identifying that's something we should probably be doing, see what opportunities would be there. So some of the other areas, the Comstock area, we talked about the parking. We'll be starting a parking study this winter So that was something that was also raised that was a concern with that. So Chapter 3 has been updated to update that. One of the things that all the communities that we brought up was the interconnectivity between all the different communities. And so bringing up things that are in the works that are beyond necessarily what the county's doing, but just kind of updating on where we're at and what the county's position is at this time. That may change as more study goes, but right now we did take what the community's concerns were about that so that we know when we're reviewing applications or ideas of that, we know where our community has said they want us to, they want us to represent them. Let's see, a lot of the things is just updating. The Highlands has the USGS monitoring. We're recommending that keep monitoring to see, so we have a lot of good data so that when there is some type of project or something comes up, we've got that backup data. Let's see, Lockwood with our hazard mitigation plan that was recently done, so that's incorporated into the flooding and concerns. And their emergency access, again, was one of their things that was concerned. When we were at the town hall meeting in Lockwood, they did discuss we were trying to discuss not only the land that's across the river that we just spoke about with the BDR, but also the land that's east of them. And we didn't get a clear consensus from the group on what they didn't have a united front on what they wanted to see happening there. So at this point, we've just left that. It's light industrial uses for the most part to be done there. If the property owner has some other ideas, then what they'll need to do is come back and propose a master plan amendment, and we'll go through that process at that time, a master plan amendment, zoning changes. That'll be a public process, and we'll be working with the community then. So we didn't change anything with this master plan because we weren't really getting... there wasn't a cohesive response to what they were looking for there. So Chapter 4, which was our public lands, we updated that. We had the success with the Lands Act bill being completed, so that was identified. We've talked about a second Lands Act bill that's in the process, that it includes some cleanup things by the Mark Twain Estates. It includes some additional area by the high school for some sports fields, and then it also includes a Gold Hill Cemetery land. So I was just talking about we're updating with that. Population, we updated numbers with census information. One of the things we did with Chapter 5 is that we were having, there was some conflicting information. I shouldn't say conflicting. There was different sources for information that had different kind of numbers based on what they were using for a baseline. So we decided we were going to keep using the census information just so that we could compare apples to apples throughout the whole document. There may be some other other studies that come out that might get more detailed and might use some additional information to kind of break these numbers down a bit better. Things like the state has different things that they track. So some of those might be used in others, but we wanted this clear, like this is what this information is, so that if further studies come up and break it down and they don't necessarily match what our master plan says, that would be the difference, is because they're using some other baseline data that they're coming from. the population is also referencing the housing needs assessment that we have ongoing. That document is not finaled yet, but we were wanting to move forward with this master plan and not hold that up for that. It does note in the population chapter that if Painted Rock or any of the housing needs assessment residential developments occur, then that's probably a good time to reassess a lot of the population data that we've got. But right now, most of it's showing just a pretty steady trend of where we've been going. Chapter 6, which is our housing chapter, we've had that housing needs assessment, like I said, is referenced in there. We've added the Flowery Range as a transition to residential PUD. And that's one of the handouts that we handed out. And Commissioner Gilman, that was sent you just right before the meeting an email so you could see what we were looking at. If you look at the one map that was handed out to you, there is just of kind of the Mark Twain Flowery Range area, and it's showing some areas that we're identifying to transition to a residential PUD type of land use. Now, the transition zoning or the transition designation, I should point out, is property owner driven. So we're not, the county is not going in and changing any zoning on these properties. What this does is we've just identified that this is a potential area, and that if a developer decided they wanted to do something like that, this saves them the step of having to come in and do a master plan amendment. They would still need to come in and do their zoning, their subdivision maps. There's still a lot of community involvement. There's still a lot of the board making decisions on what ultimately gets approved for there. But this just saves the step of we don't need to go back and amend the master plan. And it gives developers ideas of where to be looking at, too. We based this on that the other map that's there that's kind of in the red. That's our slope analysis map. And that really shows what kinds of slopes we're dealing with and where development, especially of more of a large-scale residential development, seems more feasible. The red area is the above 15%, which is the majority of the county. It's not that those areas couldn't be developed, but on a mass scale for a residential development, that would be very expensive and very probably out of the scope of somebody's economic plan of how to do that. So that's the other thing that helped us identify the Mark Twain area, east of the Mark Twain area, the Flowery Range area, as being probably more desirable for a developer to come in. It might be a little bit easier for development. It's also connecting to where Lyon County has been doing their development. So it seems like that would be a little bit easier stuff. So that's why we've identified it as that. Let's see, our chapter 7 is our economic development chapter. Laura Mather worked on rewriting this information, and then we've included the white paper that was done for the legislative session in 2023. The chapter 8 has been our transportation chapter. We've updated information about the I-80 corridor and the studies that are occurring there. We've updated the interconnectivity discussion that we've referenced the new parking studies for Virginia City and added referencing to our capital improvement program, some of the things that we're looking at for some of the roads and things that are in here. Chapter 9, again, updating documents and things that are new, discussing the school campus idea, updated information on our public water systems, our Gold Hill water and sewer systems, the affluent line, our USGS monitoring. These are all things I think that we're just moving along and we're accomplishing these things. But as we do these, other things pop up that we also want to start addressing now that those are taken care of. Chapter 10, which is water and natural resources, we added a lot of referencing to our water resource plan that was just completed this last year. There's new sections. One of the things that we did was we reorganized a little bit, so you'll find if you're looking through this, there's large sections of text that look like they've been deleted. They've mostly been relocated. From our public lands chapter, we had a lot of information in there that we kind of decided might be better fit under water and natural resources. For example, we had the wild horses were under the public lands. As we have minimal public land, we moved that to more of the water and natural resources section. So we updated where there was a need, but for the most part, we're just kind of reorganizing what sections and things those are in. That water and natural resources also has that slope map that was updated, I think made a little bit more reader friendly than how we had it before. And we've updated information about our flood studies that we've done in Mark Twain and Virginia City and Lockwood. And then we have one that will be coming up that we're going to be doing for Gold Hill. And then chapter 11 is our historic district. And we didn't really make many changes in that, just kind of updated and formatting things. But that for the most part didn't change that much. So at this point, I've kind of gone through all my notes here. What we're asking, we've been to the Planning Commission, has been discussing this. They discussed it throughout the summer, but the last for the last three meetings that we've had, this has been the source of topic that we've talked about. For the most part, the Planning Commission was on board with what changes we had. You know, they provided some comments, but more clarification comments, not necessarily critiqued kind of comments. And so we were talking about some of those. They brought up some things that we've added. One of our last meetings, we talked about Gold Hill. We've updated some information about not only their water and sewer and the potential for when those are fixed, but also some maybe public works kinds of projects or a park or things to do with, like, the Cabin in the Sky area that was also brought up. So we've been adding to that. We haven't had much public comment on this other than our town hall meetings. We did, these have been online and available, and we've been advertising on our social media that these are available online to review and to call the planning department if you have questions on anything. So these have been online and available to review for the last couple months. We have been updating them as we get more significant updates. We've been putting those on there and replacing those online. And I think that's probably about it. Our plan moving forward is to have this to our Planning Commission on the December 5th meeting for their recommendation. And then if they have a recommendation of approval, then we're looking to try to bring this to the commissioners on December 17th for approval. So I'm happy to take any questions if there's anybody in the public that has any questions, or if you have any questions or comments, I'm happy to try to answer those. And if you have any comments about the document itself, I would love to have those. So I think that's all I have prepared for now.
Thank you, Kathy, for that recap on everything that's going on with the master plan. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time for Kathy?
You know, I have a sincere comment for staff, everyone that's been involved in this process. And as she mentioned, it's taken a number of years. We've had quite a number of community meetings and reached out to make sure that everybody could be involved that would like to be involved. But our staff has been tireless in really focusing on all these issues over all these years, and they've done a great job here. And I just want to personally thank everybody. You know, what a wonderful staff Story County has, and it makes our efforts and our job so much simpler to have the level and the quality and the commitment of the folks that we have out there working for us. So, Kathy, thank you to you and everybody else that has put so much time and effort in this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well said, Commissioner. Vice Chairman.
I'll echo those thanks. You know, one of the things that's been interesting for me as we get in and look at this is to reflect on how many of the goals and objectives from the 2016 Master Plan have been accomplished. And that kind of surprised me because we don't discuss them a lot when we're making decisions, but they do guide the decisions, and we get down the road and we look back and we say, oh, we've accomplished a lot of those things. And it doesn't mean they go away. They may still be relevant, but that's been really gratifying to see that it's really guiding the progress of the county. You know, most of the comments and observations that I've made have been incorporated. I'm pretty pleased with that. There's really only one that brings just a little bit of concern to me. It's in Chapter 3 under key issues in the Comstock area, and it's just one line, and I think it's appropriate, and my only concern is that it may be used to stifle development, and that's a line near the bottom where it talks about maintaining the natural historic environment within the Comstock Historic District should be considered of foremost importance to preserving the historic integrity of the area, and to me, I'm not sure if national historic or natural historic environment could be construed to be before anyone got here and the mining started happening, or if it would be construed as the mining happened and naturally things changed and that's what we're trying to. So I don't know if there's some clarification that could happen there. I just my only concern is to make sure that isn't used as something that someone who opposed any sort of development would say, well, that doesn't preserve the natural historic environment. So I'm going to respond to that.
Sure.
Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. So I remember the development of that goal in 2016. And if you remember some of the things that were going on in 2016, 15, and 14, we were having some fun. So that is what led up to that. It was part of the discussions in community regarding disturbance of land in various ways, whether it's residential, commercial, mining, industrial, whatever. And the purpose of that was to try to preserve mine tailings and try to preserve some of the relics of the past that are not structures. So at this point, we'd be happy if there's a way that you think that we should focus or get rid of the whole thing altogether, or maybe try to make it clear that it's about mine tailings and relics of the past. We'd be happy to do whichever, but that's the background on that one.
Very good, thank you. Yeah, if we can work on maybe a way to clarify that, that that's what we're talking about. I mean, certainly the natural environment is something that we want to be concerned with, but I think clarifying this, that it's, you know, it's not just the natural historic environment, but maybe those alterations or some sort of clarification there, that those are something of value in the historic preservation side of things. I think that would make me feel very comfortable. Thank
and
you.
We also, a lot of times language like that, we'll also add in there within as practicable for the purpose of utilizing property. We don't want to tell someone you can't touch your property because something exists. So to try to make it as clear that, you know, we're just trying to create a balance.
We'd absolutely. And the previous sentence does say that to some extent. It says, efforts should be made to preserve these man-made land features as much as possible while still allowing individual landowners to develop the underlying parcels. Okay. And so there is good balance in the paragraph as a whole. My only concern was taking that out of context, someone taking that out of context, saying the master plan says you can't change the natural historic environment as a way to fight an otherwise appropriate development proposal.
What do you feel, Commissioner, about the natural environment as it applies to rock outcroppings and the natural environment? You know, Mount Davidson, for example, as it is not developed, that was part of a discussion back then. Should we focus a little bit on that as, no, you can't disturb it, but try to maintain some kind of integrity to the overall environment as much as possible when you deal with cut and fills and things like that, like mitigation, for example. If you do a cut and fill, you do some vegetation and things to, you know, make it look as reasonable as possible with their surrounding environment.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, from a historic perspective, you can see that that has not been done historically, and so that's kind of part of our historic natural environment at this point. I believe, I could be wrong, but Kathy, is there another section that talks a little more about kind of open space, environmental concerns, flora, fauna, that kind of stuff? Different chapter?
A different chapter, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we have an element that discusses that. I don't know if we need to, I'm not sure. Maybe it's something we can think about and see if there's an easy way. I also don't want to make it super long, right? I don't want to make it really convoluted. I just... That was the concern that came to my mind. So.
And as Kathy said too, Austin Osborne for the record, we're going to be taking this to the Planning Commission. So if we structure some language, are you comfortable maybe communicating directly with planning, making sure it's kind of what you're looking for? We'll present that to the Planning Commission and make sure whatever they approve when it comes back to this board, you're comfortable with it?
That sounds great.
You're comfortable, Kathy? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or are you comfortable with just deleting that sentence?
Very possibly. I think the sentences before that kind of cover it, and so let's just talk it through. I think we can come up with something fairly simple, fairly easily.
Thank you.
Kathy, just for what it's worth, I like the idea of just deleting the sentence, because as we're talking about this,
mm-hmm.
you know, can I remove the mine tailing on my property and flatten it out for a house, but he can't? My neighbor can't, for example? So if that's a concern, you know, I think deleting it is probably sufficient. But
okay.
Is there any public comment? All right. One more time, Commissioner Gilman, anything else? You're on mute, sir. I'm sorry.
Nothing more, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman, anything to add?
No, I'm good, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
I had just one other thing that I wanted to point out, how when this process goes. So this will go to the Planning Commission. If they do recommend approval, then it comes to the board. If we get to the board and you do want to change some things, then it does have to go back to the Planning Commission. So not that that can't be done, you know, that's up to you how that does, but just to know that in your, you know, in our processing of everything, that's the how the process works. So
thank you. All right, we don't need a motion here, so I want to thank Kathy and Austin, Commissioner Gilman, Vice Chairman Mitchell for their input. All right, moving on to item number 18. This is discussion for possible action. Presentation, public workshop, discussion, and consideration directing staff regarding updates to the Story County Strategic Plan for fiscal year 25-26. County Manager.
All right, thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Also working with me on this is Lisa Maciel. She's with us as well and may want to participate in the discussion. This is really a carry-on from the last conversation we had with the board on updating the strategic plan. As a reminder, there's kind of a board-directed element, and then there's an internal staffing and operations element, and we're working as a team to get the two aligned with each other. And we think the board-directed element so far are probably 80-90%, where I think we're comfortable where you are, but you might want to make some changes today that might change the direction we take on the internal side, you know, as far as working with our department heads and elected officials. So the last meeting, I put in front of you some SWOT analyses, thinking you might want to go home and take a look at where some strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats for each of those perspectives that this board has set all the way back in 2020 and 2021 that still exist today. And then really today, just to openly discuss it. I would like to add that Lisa has, and she's welcome to give a discussion about veterans, if you would like. She's done quite a bit of work on one side of this to try to make the county more veterans aligned with some of its programs and plans in the strategic plan. And at this point, it's really up to this board and where you'd like to go today with this.
All right.
And I'll remind you, there's no hurry to finish this. There's plenty of time for the rest of the year to complete it.
All right. Do you want to just pass on this for now?
Yeah, either way. Yeah, I mean, we can have some discussion on it if there's specific.
All right. Why don't we have you come up, Lisa? And if you don't mind, Austin, I'd like to postpone this item to the next meeting.
Yeah.
But we can have Lisa talk about the veterans thing. Oh. I'd like to hear that.
Do
I? That's all right.
Lisa, myself, for the record. So after we presented on the Operation Greenlight and there was comments about not having any veteran information in our strategic plan, I went ahead and added a few things on there. One of them was to encourage employees and residents of Story County to become veteran advocates through the state's Veteran Advocate Program, totally free of charge, and it's on the state's website. Another thing is to encourage our community health and human services, community chest, anybody who's open to it, to encourage a veteran service officer from a different organizations, there's several out there, to have an accredited service officer come to Story County quarterly to assist our veterans and survivors that cannot leave Story County for travel reasons or weather, whatever it may be, to come and help with different benefits, whether it be for a disability claim, service benefits, or burial benefits, and just basically educate the county on what's available to veterans and survivors. Additionally, I added on there to encourage Story County employees, specifically veterans and residents of the county, to attend Veterans and Military Day at the legislature, which occurs during legislative session. I believe it's the second or third Wednesday of March. It's a good opportunity for people to learn about what's out there for veterans, provide resources to the community, so if they're approached by a veteran, they can assist. In my previous life, I was a service officer and deputy director for the state for veteran services, and found that there's a great need in Story County to assist our veterans and survivors. I still have people that reach out to me daily looking for assistance. So I hope everybody will take a moment to look at that and research that, but we put it in the plan and hopefully that will be approved as part of our strategic plan going forward.
Wonderful. I think it's a fantastic idea. I know a ton of veterans that live in Story County now, and I know they've been trying to work on securing a building down the street. So I'm glad that we're including this. I think it's a very important part of our Story County, and it's obviously a way to give back to those who have dedicated their lives to this country. So Did you have anything else to add to that?
Nope.
All right.
Unless anybody has any questions.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the statements that Lisa has made about veterans?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I don't either. Thank you, Lisa, for including this.
Since this was on the agenda, and I'm going to suggest that we postpone this item, was anybody here to specifically discuss anything in this plan? But I don't want to take that opportunity away from anybody. All right. Vice Chairman, are you comfortable making a motion to postpone this to the next meeting?
Yeah. Just make sure I get the date on that next meeting. We'll go date specific.
I think it's the 3rd.
Sounds right.
It is the 3rd.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue this item to our next regularly scheduled meeting on December 3rd here at the courthouse.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Austin and Lisa. On to item number 19 is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of business license second readings A through R. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
I have no questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good, thank you.
You prepared to make a motion?
I am.
I'm sorry, did I ask for public comment?
You didn't.
I did not. Is there any public comment? All right, Vice Chairman, you were up.
I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 19 as A through R.
Second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 20 is public comment, the second and final time during this meeting for public comment. Is there any public comment in the courtroom today? All right, not seeing any. We're going to move to item number 21. It's correspondence. No action needs to be taken. I believe we have some correspondence. Austin, is that correct?
There is correspondence.
Thank you. On to item number 22 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. Before I call this meeting adjourned, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all have a wonderful time with your friends and family, and we will see you at the beginning of December. It is 11:14. This meeting is adjourned.